Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. I have a question for you. I'm wondering how many of you, much like myself, speak to yourself in your head when something hasn't gone right or you've done something wrong or whatever the case may be, very unkindly, like in a way that you would not speak to your partner or your children, but we say those words to ourselves. I do it. I know I do it. Even not meaning to do it, being unaware of how much I do it. So today I wanted to talk about how self-care is speaking kindly to yourself. That doesn't mean you can't give yourself tough love. That doesn't mean you can't get on yourself for not being where you want to be in life. But man, can we be super, super unkind to ourselves. And really, if we were to speak that way to anyone else, we know it doesn't serve them. It would be out of anger. It would be to hurt that person. But we do it to ourselves all the time. You know, when you step out of the shower, you check yourself in the mirror and you go, ugh, disgusting. I know I've done that before. Or when you screw up, you do something terrible, you do something you're not supposed to do, you forget something and you are talking to yourself going, God, I am the worst mom ever. Like, how stupid could I be? Really? I highly doubt you're the worst mom ever. And I'm also saying that to myself because I subconsciously say these things without even thinking of them, thinking about it, what it means and how it's affecting me. Because at the end of the day, thoughts and words affect us. And if that's how we are always speaking to ourselves, if we are constantly beating ourselves up and beating ourselves down really with that kind of language, with those kind of words, I mean, it's no wonder why your self-esteem may drop or you won't feel great about yourself because, okay, you screwed up, but are you really the worst mom in the world? Are you stupid? You may have made a stupid mistake. But that doesn't make you stupid. Words matter. How we use them matter. The things that come out of our mouth or the words that we place on ourselves affect how we feel about ourselves. And honestly, I know me, I so casually think these things from time to time, and I've had to really make a conscious effort of recognizing when I do it and changing how I'm speaking to myself. You know, like when I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see, like, okay, man, your legs are looking fabulous today. Let's see what else we can do to get this tummy back. Okay, that's a different way than instead of standing in the mirror going, God, this is just disgusting. That's not serving me in any way. Now, we can want to change many things about ourselves, but we don't have to talk down to ourselves in order to achieve those things. As a matter of fact, I would personally say that that works against you. Makes you feel worse, doesn't motivate you. So when you catch yourself speaking to yourself in that way, I know we all are guilty of it. You may not even be aware that you're doing it. I guarantee you're not even aware of how much you do it. I wasn't. Catch yourself in those moments and change the words that you are using with yourself. So instead of going, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Oh, that was a mistake. Okay, I'm going to do better next time. Or Ooh, I did not mean to do that. That wasn't smart. But don't call yourself stupid. You're not disgusting. You're not the worst mother ever. And any of the other words that could possibly enter your head that you say to yourself when you're not happy with how you look or what you did or the mistake that you made. We would never, ever speak to our children or our partners that way or our friends that way. So why are we speaking to ourselves in that way? So this week, when you catch yourself speaking to yourself in that way, just stop yourself and change the wording. Change how you approach it. Instead of calling yourself stupid, maybe you did do something stupid. Call the act stupid. Oh, well, that was a stupid mistake. Okay, no better for next time. Doesn't make you stupid. We all make stupid mistakes. Doesn't make the person stupid. Our children make stupid mistakes, but I try really hard not to call my child stupid. The act can be stupid. The forgetting something can be not a great thing, but check how you are speaking to yourself and just make that small transition. Acknowledge whatever it is that you don't like in a more positive use of words and more effective use of words. Because beating ourselves up, man, are we our toughest critics. But like really beating yourself down is not helping. It's not making you feel better. It's really the opposite of self-care. And it's not going to move you forward. It's just going to drag you down. So let's change that self-talk. Make it positive. Make it something that will actually move you forward. Have a conversation with yourself about what you're going to do differently the next time. But just beating yourself up, not effective. Not good for your self-care nor your self-esteem. So I have tried my best to become very aware of this. Remember, it is a practice. It's something you'll have to do over and over and over. You're not always going to do it right, especially if it's a natural habit for you to beat yourself up. Become aware of it and start changing the language that you are using on yourself. I'm in this process, and I just wanted to share it with you guys too.
Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at @mylifeisabeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.